Chapter 171, Glorification of Allah by a Traveler While Ascending and Descending. 975. Jabir radiallahu anhu reported, "When we descended a height, we would proclaim, 'Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest.' And when we descended from the height, we would proclaim, 'Subhanallah, Allah is free from imperfection.'" Al-Bukhari. 976. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, "Whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his army ascended a height, they would proclaim, 'Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest.' And when they climbed down, they would proclaim, 'Subhanallah, Allah is free from imperfection.'" Abu Dawud. Commentary. While climbing up some height, superiority complex may creep into man's head. He should therefore pronounce divine greatness, saying that Allah is the greatest of all, the Most High, and all creatures are low and humble and subordinate to Him. On climbing down, we should say, "Subhanallah, Allah is free from imperfection." 977. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, "Whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, returned from Hajj or Umrah and ascended a height or hill, he would recite thrice, 'Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest.' Then he would say, 'None has the right to be worshipped but Allah, who has no partner, to whom the sovereignty belongs, to whom all praise is due, and who is able to do all things. We are those who return in safety, feel penitence, worship Allah, prostrate before our Rabb, and praise Him. Allah has fulfilled His promise, helped His slave, Muhammad, peace be upon him, and He alone vanquished the clans." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 978. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "A man said, 'O Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, I intend to set out on a journey, so counsel me.' He, peace be upon him, said, 'Fear Allah, and ascending towards the raised ground, you should recite, "Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest." When the man turned away, he, peace be upon him, said, "O Allah, shorten the distance for him and make the journey easy for him." At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Prior to setting out on a journey, a believer may ask pious people to supplicate for him. They are required to pray sincerely for his safety, advise him, among other things, on religious matters, not to be forgetful of the obedience and remembrance of Allah during the journey. 979. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu reported, "We accompanied the Prophet, peace be upon him, in a journey. And when we climbed up a height, we proclaimed aloud, 'La ilaha illallah, there is no true God except Allah,' and 'Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest.' The Prophet, peace be upon him, admonished us, saying, 'O people, take it easy. He whom you are calling is not deaf or absent. He is with you, for instance, by his knowledge. He is hearing and he is near.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us that in the pronouncement of the fundamental testification of Islam, "La ilaha illallah, there is no true God except Allah," Tahleel, and his magnification, "Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest," Takbir, the voices of the companions became a bit louder during a journey. The Prophet, peace be upon him, disapproved of it and commanded them not to put themselves to hardship by remembering Allah in a loud voice, and directed to do that calmly in a dignified, low voice.